Well, let's start with the intro. Here's what it sounds like. So I'm using a simple minor shape based around a B minor, but I'm using it in the third fret. And these fret references I give you are in reference to the capo. So this means my first finger will wind up on the first string, three frets above the capo. So in all actuality, that is the eighth fret. Finger two, you'll be on the second string a fret higher. So that's four frets above the capo. And then finger three, you'll be on the third string, five frets above the capo. This is a simple B minor shape. In this particular fret, it's a C minor, if you name it after where the capo is placed. In actuality, if you were to play along with it without the capo, this winds up being an F minor. But we'll use all the terms for these chords in relationship to the capo. So we will call this our C minor. With our picking hand, I'm playing the third string, either hybrid picking, using the pick, and then I'll pluck the first two strings together. And if you're going to hybrid pick, your index finger and thumb will hold the pick like it usually does. And then when I plucked those first two strings, that will be my middle and ring finger plucking the strings. Of course, in an upward stroke towards the palm. Then for the next chord, what I'm going to do is move the second finger up a string and then move the third finger to the second string right underneath it. So that means my first finger is now still on the first string third fret. My second finger is on the third string, fourth fret. And then my third finger is also in the fourth fret, but on the second string. Pick will do the same thing we just did. We'll hit the third string and then pinch the first two strings. So we have this so far. Now next, I'm going to keep the third finger where it is on that second string, fourth fret. I'm going to move the other two fingers to build like a D chord shape, which means my first finger will move to the third string, third fret, and my second finger will be on the first string, third fret. Once again, my third finger is still on that second string, fourth fret. Pick, you'll do the same thing you just did for the other two chords. Then the next chord, our first finger only will move down a fret, and the other two fingers will stay where they are. So that means my first finger is on the third string, second, my third finger is on the second string, fourth, and then my second finger is on the first string, third. So far we have this. Now let's take a look at the rest of this intro.